Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 30 of John's Basement Broadcast Podcast. I got to come up with a new name for it now. It's been so long since I've done an episode. Life was so crazy for the past couple weeks, and I feel bad. It's been like over a month since I've done an episode, but we're back. I apologize if my voice sounds extremely shot. It is. I have been getting over bronchitis for the past couple days, and I also just moved. So a lot of life updates have happened for me personally. I just completed my sophomore year of college at Pace University. Super cool. I'm a junior now. That's crazy. Halfway done with college. And I just got my first apartment, which is cool. I'm living in East Harlem now. Loving it so far. Just got my furniture delivered today. I'm doing the whole adult thing. Super cool. And now I finally have some time to do new episodes. Within the month of hiatus that I took, I also did miss my 1 year anniversary of doing the show. So that's super cool. It's been over a year now. My year anniversary was sometime in April. It's Cinco de Mayo today. So that's super cool. I mean, I started the show in the middle, in the beginning pretty much of the lockdowns and the pandemic in the States, when there was a lot of uncertainty in the world and when live music was at a complete standstill. It's crazy. It looks like it's starting to come back now, which is cool. Still, I feel like music festivals, which are being planned, shouldn't be planned just yet, but I mean, rates are going down, at least in New York City, which is good. I'm fully vaccinated. A lot of my friends that I know are at least half vaccinated, most of which are fully vaccinated too, which is good. So long as the trends keep continuing in this direction, hopefully I'll be able to be playing shows in bars and clubs soon. I definitely miss it. It's going to be strange diving back into playing music live again, but I'm very excited for it, and I'm hoping that I get to do it sooner rather than later. I cannot fathom how crazy it has been that it's been like over a year and a half since I've played a live concert. Maybe not a year and a half, but over a year for sure. February, I think, was my last gig of 2020. So I would love to get back on a stage with my band and do what we do. So get your shot, get vaccinated, keep wearing your mask when you go inside places, be safe. Let's get this shit over with so we can get back to doing certain things that we love, like, in my case, playing music. I do apologize for this longer monologue. It's been so fucking long since I've done a show, so I definitely feel like I want to address some things. So yeah, thank you so much to everyone who has tuned in over the past year. It's so cool. Like, the success of the show was more than I anticipated, and I'm very happy about that. It's not like a massive, huge hit, obviously, but I have made connections and friends of so many really cool artists that I've met throughout the year. It's given me a reason to continue networking and extend my reach to everyone in the music industry in different countries, even. I mean, there are bands in Australia that I know now and people who listen to my music from Australia, which is crazy. It's so cool. And people on the West Coast, people in the middle of the country, people on the end of the East Coast. Like, I have made so many connections and have discovered and found so many awesome artists and bands. And that's thanks to mostly this show, you know? I like to be an optimist when I can, and this pandemic has sucked more than anything for everybody. I think I can safely say that, but if I try to find a silver lining, I can say that if it wasn't for the pandemic, I probably wouldn't have started this show, and I'm glad that I did. It kept me busy. It gave me some structure when I really needed some structure, and I hope that it's helped a couple of artists. I mean, I know that I have put some of my personal friends who listen to my show onto a lot of the artists that I find. I put a lot of the songs in a playlist that I have on Spotify that goes into these episodes, and people listen to that sometimes, which is so cool. I really just want to stay as connected to the music business as I can, even if I can't play live shows right now. And this show is a very effective, cool way of me being able to still talk about music for an hour and play music for an hour and talk to musicians for an hour. So thank you everyone for tuning in for 30 episodes. It's not the end of the run. I do plan on doing more, but cool episode this week. I have a more experimental, psychedelic vibe to this episode. A couple of artists that commented on my TikTok a while back, a couple of artists who even reached out to me. So this is going to be fun, and let's get straight into it. Sorry for this long ramble. So I'm going to be starting this episode off with the first time I'm ever doing an instrumental song, I believe, on this show, but I fell so deeply in love with this song. I follow this guy on TikTok, and I am so just entranced by him playing the hand pan or the hang drum. I've seen it called both. I just love the sound of that instrument. It is, I think, one of the most beautiful instruments that has ever been created. They're so expensive, so I don't have one, but if I could afford one, I would so buy it in a heartbeat. I bought a mini meditation drum, which was cheaper, which is not quite the same sound, but it's close to it, and I really love it. It's such a peaceful and tranquil sound, and this guy makes a lot of really awesome TikToks and videos of him just playing it, playing different songs. So this is a song called Pyramid Portal. Pyramid Portal. I can't speak. I haven't spoken in like 3 days because of this cough and this bronchitis. But yeah, this track is called Pyramid Portal by an artist called Cam Steen. Follow him on TikTok, and I hope you guys dig it. It's the first and maybe last all-instrumental song. I don't know. I'm not really a big instrumental music fan normally, but this song is magical. So here we go. Pyramid Portal by Cam Steen coming up right now. Once again, that song was called Pyramid Portal by the artist Cam Steen. Follow him on TikTok. That's how I found him. Such a big fan of his page and the music that he puts on it, and just also the hang drum in general. I think that is just such a pretty instrument. I'll say that over and over and over again. I think I saw I was first introduced to it probably like when I was like 15 years old. I saw a video on Facebook of a girl playing it, and it just seemed so cool. And I just think it's such a cool sound. I would love to like have one in my possession, if not to own, to just record with it once, because that's just, it seems like something I would love to incorporate that into music someday. But yeah, that is just such a cool song. I heard it on one of his videos, and then I saw it was on Spotify. I'm like, I have to put this in an episode. So thank you for letting me use your song, Cam. Thank you for responding to my DMs as well. Let's get into another song for today's episode. This next artist that I'm going to be playing for you guys tonight commented on my TikTok way back when I was promoting this show. So this is a song by an artist named Abigail Arkley, and this is her song called Around You. This is a very ephemeral, I don't fucking know words, man. I should know words. I don't know words, and then I try to use big words, and then I realize I don't know big words. And then I just look like an idiot. But this song is called Around You by Abigail Arkley, coming up right now. Hope you guys dig it. Hope you guys enjoyed that track. Once again, that was a song by Abigail Arkley called Around You. Really cool song. I was actually playing my guitar. I was listening to a couple of the songs for tonight's episode, and I was just playing my guitar along to it, thinking like, oh, this is a cool new way to experience the songs that I put on the show, which is really cool. I really do love all the music that I put on the show. That's my criteria. Like, if I like the song, it's probably going to make its way into an episode. I'm pretty not picky. I like a lot of different sounds. And if a song is catchy to me or gets me moving my feet or my head or I can jam out to it on my guitar when I'm just practicing, that's really it. I just genuinely like finding new music and finding new artists and building my repertoire of people that I know in the business. It's fun for me. This is really fun for me. I've missed this. I really have. It's been like such a busy time between apartment hunting and signing my lease and moving and finishing my semester. My semester was hell this year. My school did not give us any spring break or even mental health days. I didn't get a spring break. And then I have friends at like schools upstate and they're like, oh yeah, I didn't either. We just got like mental health days. I'm like, you guys got mental health days? I didn't get shit. I don't think I got a single day off in this semester. So it was just nonstop hard work, but I'm finished early, which is the silver lining in that. It was not fun getting up until that point, and I was buried in work for about 2.5 weeks, but I'm done now. I'm done early. It's May 5th, and I don't have college to worry about at the current moment. Now I just need to find a job. Moving is so bizarre. It's cool, though. It's cool. This is my first apartment, as I think I said earlier in the episode. I am loving it so far. It's cool. It's quiet. It's different. I'm definitely used to having roommates, and I do miss my roommates, but here I am. It's fun. I just got my furniture delivered today. That was a cool experience. Felt very much like an adult saying, hello, this is my apartment. Let me buzz you in. And doing that whole normal thing that most adults have probably done a couple of times, if not once already in their lifetimes. But here we are. I just turned 20 like 2 months ago, and now I'm on my own, living in the city that I've always wanted to move back to, I should say. I mean, my family's from my dad's from the Bronx and my mom's from also East Harlem. So it's like I'm completing the prophecy of returning back to New York City from the suburbs. And I like it. I like it a lot so far. And here I am making new episodes. I also think I'm going to start putting a bunch of interviews on my YouTube channel because I used to upload these episodes to YouTube also, but that was like a whole other step of uploading, which is just such a pain in the ass. I would upload these episodes like in like 4 different places, and then they would like sometimes get views, but more often than not, like Spotify is pretty much how people listen to this, if not when it's live on the radio. We're currently taking a break at WCOV for a little bit of time. WPOB is out of session right now because the semester just ended, so I'm not going to be on Pace's station until the semester starts back up again in September. But I'm still going to be doing these shows through Spotify as podcasts. So I just decided I'm just going to keep doing this on... I distribute through Anchor, which if you're listening to this on Spotify, I'm sure you heard my ad read in the beginning of it. But I do want to start incorporating my YouTube channel a little bit more because I have so many interviews just sitting on my laptop that they take up space, but I don't want to delete them because they're such great interviews and the artists that I interview, like I really am rooting for every single one of them, and I'm hoping they blow up someday and it'd be like, wow, look at this interview from when they were like 22 years old or 20 years old or however old. And it's like when they were still starting out. So I would love to keep that as a relic and a time capsule for all of the artists that I really do hope make it big someday. It'd be such a really cool thing. Cause I love finding old interviews with artists that I love listening to. It just makes my day when I see like an old Pearl Jam interview from like 1993 or whatever with Eddie Vedder and before he had any facial hair and wore the backwards hat. Like, it's cool. You see like how an artist progresses and where their career takes them and how they change with it physically, emotionally, maturity wise. So it's cool. I do think I'm going to start uploading a bunch of YouTube videos. So be on the lookout on my YouTube channel, JMFT Media, for just some YouTube, Zoom visual captions of the interviews that you've already heard in the past, but you'll be able to see them now too instead of just listening to them. So that'll be something to look out for in the near future, but let's get into the next track for tonight's episode. This track is definitely on the more experimental side, a little bit of like a bedroom pop vibe to it, a little bit of a funk vibe to it. There's a lot of stuff in this track. It's all over the place, and I love it a lot. So this track is called The News by an artist called Breather. Hope you guys enjoy it. Once again, that track was called The News by the artist Breather. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Definitely a little different for the music that I put on my episodes usually, but I'm totally cool with that. I love expanding my reach in my genres that I cover. I've gotten quite different. I've shaken it up a lot, which is cool. I really like that. I've had a lot to choose from. I think Breather actually reached out to me through TikTok as well, so it's so funny. That video, I think, was posted back in either January or February, and so many people commented from Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's February. So many people commented back then, but I only put like up to five artists in an episode. So there's, I can't cover so many. I think over 1,000 people commented their music links, and you know, some of them don't quite pass the vibe for my show. A lot of them do though. And I'm still sifting through because, I mean, I take up from a bunch of different places when I do these shows. A lot of it's through TikTok from that comment section because it's just like this endless supply of artists that I have to listen to still. Sometimes people find me, which the artist that I'm interviewing later in this episode also actually emailed me and DM'd me, which was super cool. I was pleasantly surprised to see that in my inbox. That doesn't often happen with my show. But the button is there, so I'm glad that someone used it. And yeah, whatever other means, I mean, I used to use Quadio. I'm not currently with the company anymore, though, and I think they're remodeling it, so the service is down at the moment. Otherwise that I find it sometimes through Instagram, personal friends. So it's cool. There's so many different sources of just music. I mean, it's so easy these days to find new music and to find something you like. So it's like, it's tough for that reason in this industry, you know, because there's so much good shit being pumped out every 5 minutes, and you got to break through the noise. That's one of the hardest things in this industry, but I hope this show is, you know, helping you break through. And I really hope that I really do root for every artist that's on this show. So I have high hopes for everyone that's been on it. And I really do hope to see a lot of careers take off someday. And I can say like, hey, I interviewed them before they blew up. That's so cool. This next song is the titular song of this show, being John's Basement. I found this song, I don't remember how I found this song, actually, but I found it, and it's really fucking fun to play along to, so I am very excited to put this one up. This song is called Basement by Mute Choir. Thank you for responding to my DMs, Mute Choir. I really love this song, so the song Basement for my episode of John's Basement, which is now done for my apartment. So it's really like, I don't know, currently John's living room / kitchenette. We're not at kitchen level yet. We're at kitchenette right now. But I guess John's kitchenette doesn't have quite the same ring as John's basement. So here we go. Basement by Mute Choir coming up right now. Hope you guys enjoy.
Calling into work, put on the same shirt and run. No, I never feel like I'll escape the debt. A cigarette, say one. Waiting on a bus, oxygen for lunch again. Now I'm tethered. It feels like this weekly pay just melts away. Thank you.
God, I love that song so much. That is such a fun song. I busted my guitar out when I was listening to it. I was just jamming along and just shredding to it. It's so fun. I love that song. So thank you for letting me use your Music Mute Choir. If you're listening, tuning in right now, that song is so fucking cool. I genuinely love it so much. So thanks for letting me put it on my show, and I hope I get you some streams. So with those four artists that you've heard, that brings me right into my interview portion of tonight's episode. So here we go. I've got a very special interview coming up. This was a very fun one to do. First one that I got to do from my new apartment, which was super cool. You will be able to see the video on YouTube at some point in the near future. I'm going to put it up after this episode airs on Spotify. And here we go, coming up right now. Hey everyone, I'm here with Gabby Paul, a new artist that reached out to me from Arizona, which is super cool, extending my reach throughout this country. Love to see it. So my first question right off the bat is, what started your musical journey?
So what started my musical journey, I started becoming vocally trained when I was 14 in classical singing, opera, musical theater. And I didn't start writing music until I was around 17 years old. And I started writing more kind of like R&B love songs. And I didn't start recording until I was like 19. And once I started recording the songs that I was writing, I just fell in love with the whole recording process. And here I am now. There's no going back.
How would you sort of describe the sound? Because you say you started with R&B and you definitely have, like, I would say psychedelic, but I'm curious, like, how would you describe the music that you make?
I'm very experimental because a lot of my music right now is kind of all over the place, but I wanted to release a song that was kind of trip hop psychedelic. And it's kind of like a mixture of like Wild West psychedelic and then with some soul in there. So it's kind of like trip hop soul, I would say.
Cool. That's a cool blend. Yeah. And I really do like the aesthetic of like the desert vibe going on. It reminds me a lot of The Doors. I don't know if that's way reaching.
Ooh,
like a different
that's cool.
Like,
thank you.
Yeah, I'm a big Doors fan. So I'm like, oh yeah, this totally reminds me of like a Doors aesthetic. That's cool.
Thank you.
Of course. So who are some of your biggest influences when it comes to writing your own music?
Oh, wow. I would say for one, Amy Winehouse. I love Amy Winehouse. And for more modern artists, I've really been influenced by Lolo Zuai and her, and I would also say some Summer Walker, Lana Del Rey. Who else? As for guys, I can't think of any guys right now. I'm mainly influenced by female artists.
That's a valid answer. And so when you're writing music, like, what does your writing process look like?
Oh, wow. Well, it's kind of weird because a lot of the melodies that I've come up with, I dream of them. So I'll like wake up in the morning and I'll have a melody in my head already. Like, I dreamt this melody, and in the dream, I'll be doing something totally mundane, but then in the background, there's this random melody going on in the background of my dream. And then I wake up with it in my head and I'm just like, oh, I need to like remember this. So I'll like take my phone and I'll like hum the melody so I don't forget it. And then I can write lyrics to it, but I would say it usually comes to me in dreams, which is kind of weird.
That's really cool though. Like, that's actually the first time I've ever gotten an answer like that before. Cause I mean, I myself am a songwriter, and every now and then something will pop into my head when I'm sleeping and I remember it's amazing in my dream. And then I wake up and I have no memory of it. So it's kind of cool.
Wow.
It's like, in some sense, it's kind of like keeping a dream journal with the music that you're creating. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I would say for you, you should like to remember it. You should just hum it into your phone, into your voice memos.
That might have to be my new method, because that's really cool. Now, that's like genuinely, like, I think dreams are such an endless supply of like inspiration to be writing stuff, because I've definitely written songs based off of dreams that I've had before and stories and stuff. So that's cool. That's like the first time I've gotten that answer. That's really fun.
Nice.
So that's going to kind of tie into my writing questions from earlier. If you could write a song with any artist alive or dead, who would you choose and why?
I would say either Nina Simone or Amy Winehouse.
Those are both such solid answers.
Nina Simone, I just love her. I mean, all of her writing is just super, it's so dark, but her voice is just like rich, like coffee. It's just like a dark coffee, and her voice is so jazzy, and like everything that she writes, it just brings me back to another time and place. So I would definitely write with her. Same with Amy Winehouse, obviously. I mean, what's not to love about Amy Winehouse?
For sure.
I'm sure so many people say that.
No, and you know what? Nina Simone is actually one of my all-time favorites, so that's a really great answer.
Wow.
When I was starting out playing music way back when I was like 11 years old, in my local town, Nina Simone's brother, Sam Wayman, actually was one of the piano teachers in the guitar school that I used to take lessons at. So dang. I became friendly with him. I took a couple of piano lessons with him, but I was an awful student. I'm not good at piano. I guitar, bass, drum, singing, that all stuff that came so naturally to me, but every time I try to sit down on the piano, like if it's beyond chords, I just never can get it right. And I felt so bad because Sam Wayman's a very talented dude and he's very patient, and he was just losing his patience with me. I'm like, I am so sorry. But
dang, he sounds like a good piano teacher. I wish I would have taken lessons from him.
Yeah, no, he's fantastic, and he has such an undying love for his sister Nina Simone. It is so adorable. There was an independent film that was a documentary about her that he was in, and I helped him out with doing some of like the live effects because he played a show in honor of her at the premiere, which was just super cool. So Nina Simone, I'm sorry, that was like a whole tangent, but that was like every time I hear her name, it like it brings me down.
No, yeah, that's so cool. If I were you, I would brag about that all the time.
Yeah, no, it's super cool. Sam Wayman, I doubt he'll ever hear this, but if he's out there listening, I love you, Sam.
So cool.
So I read your bio on Spotify a little bit, and I saw that you had a phase where you were a wedding singer. So how was that like, and how did you land that gig?
So I remember when I was a teenager, my grandma, she was like, Gabby, you need to be making money with your voice. You need to start doing more shows or something. And she would literally take me to different churches, and she'd be like, this is my 14-year-old daughter. She has an amazing voice. If you have any weddings going on, she needs to sing. And I was like 14 years old. So I didn't like get to sing at any weddings when I was that young. But I remember later on, when I was like a senior in high school, I had a friend and his aunt was getting married. It was a lesbian wedding. And I remember I auditioned for that. And I remember I even went to a couple other weddings where I sang, kind of like some gospel hymns. So I didn't do that for that long, but I just put it in my resume because it's something that I have experience with in the past. So kind of cool.
No, that is totally cool. That's like, I love when you see like different artists have like different incorporations of stuff that they've done throughout the music industry. Cause I mean, I think there's like this misconception with people who haven't really dipped their toes in the music industry that like it, you still get like the whole, oh, someone discovers you at a bar and then you hit it big, and it's like, so that's never the case. It's like
that's never the case. Yeah,
one in a million.
I have so many people who still tell me to this day, like, oh, Gabby, you should just like perform and that's how you'll get discovered. It's like, that's maybe how it used to be back in the day, but nowadays, like if you perform, like odds are there's no one in that audience that's going to sign you to a record label. That's not how it goes. Yeah. Usually now it's the internet, it's social media.
TikTok. That's what I found out. I was so hesitant to like, cause I used to suck at posting. Like I was so like, that was the one thing I would always just underutilize. I'd be always posting flyers around my local town when my band had a show coming up, and that sometimes would get people to come into the audience, but then like everyone leaves, everyone forgets, no one's following us. So once I started, I mean, like this over quarantine, my band went on TikTok, and it is the first time that like people are like random people commenting on our songs and stuff. And I'm like, wow, this is such a dangerous tool and no one's utilizing it. Like, this is why people say like rock is dead, because it's like in my genre, it's so many people that I play with and then I'm like friends with, they're just like, ah, no, I'm not on TikTok. I'm too old for TikTok. I'm like, get on TikTok, you idiot.
Yeah.
Like, it's where the people are.
Yeah, I think I want to join TikTok just for that reason. I already joined it, but like I need to figure out how to market myself on TikTok, because that's like a whole new...
Oh, it's a whole different world, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll try that.
You'll never know what's going to do well sometimes. Like sometimes you have something that you think is going to just be such a hit and then it flops, and then you like do like a stupid throwaway video and then that's the one that blows up.
Like, yeah, you know, it's funny you say that. It's so funny you say that, because like the songs that I've spent the least amount of time writing are the songs that everyone likes. And then the songs that I spend a ton of time writing, people are like, oh, I like it, but I don't really get it. It's like, dang.
It's like, it's always the ones that you pour your heart into, the ones that like, oh, I hope people love this one. And then it's like, maybe one person likes it. And then it's like, everyone else is just like, oh yeah, play that other song. And I'm like,
that's the luck of it.
Yeah, that's how it goes. So I saw that you posted that you have, is it a track called Untruly coming up?
Yes, yes.
So can you tell me about that?
Yeah. So that one's kind of interesting. It's going to come out in two parts. I have like a little a cappella interlude, and then I have the actual song that's coming out. And it's a completely different sound than I've done before. It's more of kind of like a sultry bedroom kind of tune, kind of vibes. And it has a lot of like, the chorus is mainly just me singing just different oohs and ahs, and then the lyrics are in the verses. So the way it's written is completely, it's a completely different structure than anything else I've written, but it's definitely, it's more of like sensual, like Sabrina Claudio kind of bedroom vibes, if I had to like put a name to it.
Cool. No, that's super cool. I'm totally down for like the new sounds and stuff like that too. Cause I mean, you have two songs currently on your Spotify, right? There's how do I pronounce the most recent one? Cause I feel like I'm pronouncing it.
Sonora.
Sonora. I was pronouncing it wrong. I was saying Sonora. So, okay. I'm glad I asked that question. That one I've listened to like four times today. Like that is such a cool song.
Thank you.
Of course. Yeah. No, I really like that. Like that definitely like gives you like that desert vibe, especially from like that very intro. Who's playing on that track, might I ask?
Oh, so I worked on that track with my friend Austin Baltimore. He makes so many good beats. He's definitely a Southwestern psychedelic guy. And so I told him, like, Austin, I need a psychedelic song that represents the desert. Well, let's go to the studio. Let's make a beat for it. And then boom, I would say within like 5 minutes, we started the Sonora beat. And it was just like exactly how I wanted the Southwest to be captured in a melody and in a song. And then we took that beat and I went to another producer and I was like, all right, let's bring some more Southwestern sounds. Let's bring in some native flute. Let's bring in some drums. And it just became this whole thing. And it was a completely different process, but honestly, it's like one of my favorite songs that I've done because it's just so different, I feel like, than my others.
No, it's definitely a very cool, like, it's like, I would say certain songs are songs, that song is more of an experience. And I think that's really cool. It's like, you blast that at like late at night and it's like, yep, all right, I'm feeling my pupils dilate to this. That's cool as fuck.
I love that. That's such a compliment to me. That's definitely what I was trying to do. I wanted people to feel like they were experiencing a trip for themselves.
Definitely. Most definitely. It definitely accomplishes that. So my final question is, do you have any big plans coming up? I mean, I know the world is kind of opening up now. So some bands are actually even planning shows and artists are planning like performances. So anything that you want to announce to the people right now?
Well, Untruly is coming, I would say, in the next month. I haven't put a release date to it yet. But with Untruly, I am currently writing and recording a concept EP, kind of like a concept album of 5 songs. And they're all going to be very sensual, sultry bedroom kind of vibe. So Untruly, and then there's going to be another song on there called Bedroom Velvet. And then the two other songs are Melt Into Honey and Speaking in Tongues. So it's going to be 5 songs that are very similar concepts and vibes. Vibes.
Cool. Seems really cool. I cannot wait to hear it.
Yeah,
that's just about all my questions. No problem. Thank you so much for doing this. Once again, everyone, this is Gabby Paul. Check out her new music. She's got a song called Sonora out on Spotify right now and a new song on Truly coming out in the near future. So be on the lookout for that. Thanks again.
Thank you.
You just listened to Gabby Paul. A lot of new stuff from her coming up in the near future. So be sure to be keeping tabs. I'm going to play a song by her called Sonora, which is her most recent drop on Spotify. Get ready for the experience that is this song. I listened to it literally like 5 or 6 times today. It is so cool, so trippy. So here it is, Sonora, coming up right now by Gabby Paul.
Time for romance.
And that is just about everything that I have for this week's episode. I'm going to play myself out with my upcoming song, Metal Dia, which is coming out by my band Spitfire on May 14th, coming soon. Thank you guys for tuning in. 30 episodes. That's awesome. That's crazy. That's so much music that I've had the opportunity to promote through this show. And I hope it's benefited the artists that I've played in the past. Thank you to all the artists that have helped me keep this show going by sending me their stuff or letting me play their stuff. And thank you to you guys for tuning in. I really, really love doing this, and this is a fun thing. And I hope that music opens up in the near future. I hope that I can start playing gigs again soon. I hope that I can start meeting people in person. That would be so cool. I mean, before COVID happened, I had a tour planned, and obviously that didn't happen. So someday, maybe in the near future, maybe I can actually reschedule that tour and plan to actually, you know, live the dream, you know? So that'll be cool stuff coming soon. Get your vaccine. Please get your fucking vaccine. I got the J&J shot. That shit took me out for a good, like, night. And then the next day I felt pretty much fine. It's weird shit, but it's what we gotta do, you know? So, thank you guys. That's all I got for you this week. This track that I'm playing now is an upcoming song, Metal Dia, by my band Spitfire. It is not out yet. It comes out May 14th. So pre-save it through the link in Spitfire's bio on Instagram. Follow us everywhere else. We're on TikTok. We're on Twitter. Thank you guys so much. Have a lovely evening, afternoon, whenever you're listening to this. It's on Spotify. And I will play myself out now. Thanks, guys.
En la ciudad, pero los gringos no tienen problemas con la policía. La canción es muy importante de mi corazón, y yo necesito razón. Mata a los pendejos.